بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. After praising Allah and asking Him the Almighty to send salat and salam on the final messenger, meaning that he raise his rank and grant him peace, and all of those who follow his way, and all of his companions and family members, and those who follow his way, we begin our seventh session here on Mirath Radio. Our seventh session, studying the tafsir of Surah Al-Dhariyat from the work of our great scholar and treasure for the Muslim Ummah, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, may Allah have mercy upon him. In our previous sessions, we discussed the first 40 verses of Surah Al-Dhariyat, and recently we left off discussing the story of Moses, Musa alayhi salam, and his encounter with Fir'aun. And having said that, we'll begin with our study this evening, or in this session, with verses number 41 all the way to number 51. Insha'Allah ta'ala. With my apologies personally for the technical difficulties that we had in our last attempt to deliver this session. And alhamdulillah, we ask Allah to grant us success and to put blessing in our session and to allow it to produce fruits of action that are pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. Our scholar, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, says, ثُمَّ قَالَ تَعَالَى. Then Allah said after that, meaning after the verses about Musa and Fir'aun, He says, وَفِي عَادٍ إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمِ. And think about, or in the With regards to Ad, there are also signs. When we sent upon them, the people of Ad, we sent upon them a barren wind. يعني وفي عاد آيات. Regarding Ad, there are signs. إذ أرسلنا عليهم الريح العقيم. When we sent upon them the barren wind, عاد في جنوب الجزيرة العربية. Ad is a place in the south of the Arabian Peninsula. وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا أَشِدَّاءَ حَتَّى إِنَّهُمْ قَالُوا. They were a very strong group of people, so much so that they said, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةٌ. Who is stronger than us? Who has more might than us? فَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. And so Allah the Most High had responded, saying, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةٌ. Do they not see that Allah, the one who created them, is more powerful than they are, stronger in might than they are? Tayyib, as we said, that Ad were a people who were so strong and mighty that they said, who is stronger than us? And Allah Ta'ala had to remind them by saying that, don't they see that Allah, the one who created them, is stronger than them in might? فَأَصَابَهُمَ الْقَحْطُ وَالْجَدَبُ. So famine and hunger fell upon them. فَجَعَلُوا يَتَرَقَّبُونَ الْمَطَرُ. And they would go out looking for rain. فَأَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَظِيمَةَ الشَّدِيدَةَ. So then Allah Ta'ala sent upon them a wind that was very strong and great. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ. When they saw that wind coming, a big wide cloud facing their valleys, قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا. This is a great big cloud that will carry the rain that is coming for us. قال الله تعالى بل هو ما استعجلتم به. Nay, it is rather that which you have requested, that which you have been anxious or that which you have been ambitious about. رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ It is a wind that has a painful torment in it. فَأَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ هَذِهِ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمُ So Allah sent this barren wind, الَّتِي لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِيهَا ثَمَرَةٌ That had no fruit in it, no benefit in it. وَلَمْ تَحْمِلْ مَاءً And it did not carry any rain, any water for rain. كَالْمَرْأَةِ الْعَقِيمِ الَّتِي لَا تَلِدْ Like the barren woman that has no offspring. هَذِهِ أَيْضًا رِيحٌ عَظِيمَةٌ لَا تَحْمِلُ سَحَابًا وَلَا مَطَرًا It was a great wind that carried no clouds with it and no rain. هَذِهِ الرِّيحُ الْعَقِيمُ هِيَ الرِّيحُ الْغَرْبِيَّةِ This barren wind, it was a western wind. كَمَا جَاءَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ As has come from the speech of the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. نُصِرْتُ بِالصَّبَاءِ وَأُهْلِكَتْ عَادٌ بِالدَّبُورِ I have been granted victory through the Saba, and some scholars said the Saba is a kind of wind that carries information, or a kind of wind that is a kind of wind. We'll leave it like that. وَأُهْلِكَتْ عَادٌ بِالدَّبُورِ There's the point of reference that the author wants. That Ad was destroyed by the Dabur. And the Dabur ay birrih al-gharbiyya, by a western wind. أَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ هَذِهِ الرِّيحِ الْعَقِيمِ Allah sent upon them this barren wind. مَا تَذَرُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَتَتْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا جَعَلَتْهُ كَالرَّمِيمِ It wouldn't come upon anything except that it would leave it afterwards like scattered ruins. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ تَأْتِي إِلَيْهِ تَجَعَلُهُ كَالرَّمِيمِ هَامِدًا Everything it would come across would be destroyed and brought to death or killed. حَتَّى إِنَّهَا تَأْخُذُ الرَّجُلُ And this wind would even take a man. وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ And Allah's protection or refuge with him is sought. إِلَى فَوْقٍ ثُمَّ تَرُدُّهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ It would bring him up high into the sky and then drop him down to earth. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ After dropping the people down on the ground, Allah described them as if they were hollowed trunks of date palm trees, meaning dead. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ مُنْقَعِرٍ In another verse, Allah Ta'ala said, as if they were uprooted trunks of date palm trees. هَلَكُوا عَنْ آخِرِهِمْ They were destroyed, every last one of them. تَأَمَّلِ الْآيَةِ Think deeply about the verse. قَوْمُ عَادٍ قَوْمٌ أَقْوِيَاءُ أَشِدَّاءُ هَلَكُوا بِهَذِهِ الرِّيحِ اللَّطِيفَةِ The tribe of Ad, they were strong and mighty. And they were destroyed by this subtle wind. أَلَّتِي لَا تَرَى لَهَا جِسْمًا The wind that you don't see any body embodiment of, no physical body for it. وَإِنَّمَا تَحِسُّ بِهَا بِدُونِ أَن تَرَى شَيْئًا It's something that you just sense its presence, but you don't see any physical presence for it. وَمَعَ ذَلِكَ قَضَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ With that, it doesn't even have any visible physical existence. That is what Allah used to destroy them. And that was what destroyed them by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Mighty and Majestic. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ تَعَالَى And thus Allah said, مَا تَذَرُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَتَتْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا جَعَلَتْهُ كَالرَّمِيمِ Nothing did it come upon except that it made it like scattered ruins. فَهَذَا فِيهِ آيَاتٌ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ There are signs in this. From the many signs of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. أَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ هَذِهِ الرِّيحَ فَأَهْلَكَتْهُمْ عَنْ آخِرِهِمْ Allah sent upon them this wind, which destroyed every last one of them. وَفِي ثَمُودَ إِذْ قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَمَتَّعُوا حَتَّى حِينَ And also regarding Thamud, another group of people, when it was said to them, relax and enjoy for some time. Thamudun هم الذين أرسل الله إليهم نبيه صالحا عليه الصلاة والسلام. Thamud were the tribe of people that Allah sent His Prophet Salih to. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. فَوَعَظَهُمْ وَذَكَّرَهُمْ He admonished them and he reminded them. وَجَعَلَ لَهُمْ آيَةً وَهِيَ النَّاقَةُ الَّتِي شَرَّفَهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِإِضَافَتِهَا إِلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الْكَرِيمَةِ And he made for them, or he showed them, an ayah, a sign. And that was the she-camel, that which Allah Ta'ala gave specific virtue to by mentioning it as his she-camel, ascribing it to his glorious self. حَيْثُ قَالَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى As Allah, the Blessed and Most High, has said, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقِيَاهَا And the Messenger of Allah, Salih, said to them, "This, take care of the she-camel of Allah and its drink. أَيِحْذَرُوا نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ Be warned about the naqa of Allah, the she-camel of Allah, and تَعَبَثُوا فِيهَا That you play games with it. وَأَوْ أَن تُنْكِرُوهَا Or that you don't understand it or don't appreciate it as an ayah, as a sign. وَهَذِهِ الْآيَةُ لَهَا شُرْبٌ This sign, this she-camel, had a drink that it was to be allowed to drink from a well. تَشْرَبُ مِنِ الْبِئْرِ الَّذِي تُسَمَّى بِئْرُ النَّاقَ It was made to drink from the well that was called the well of the she-camel. وَلَهُمْ شُرْبٌ يَوْمٌ مَعْلُومٌ يَشْرَبُونَهُ They would have a drink, the people of Thamud would be able to drink on one day from this well. فَالنَّاقَةُ تَشْرَبُ يَوْمًا And the she-camel was to be allowed a day to drink from that well exclusively. وَهُمْ يَشْرَبُونَ يَوْمًا And they would have their day to drink. وَهَذِهِ النَّاقَةُ ذَكَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ مَا جَاءَ أَحَدٌ يَسْتَقِي مِنْ هَذَا الْبِئْرِ فِي يَوْمِهَا It's been mentioned that they, not a single person would come to this well on their day, أَلَّتِي تَشْرَبُ مِنْهُ إِلَّا On the day where the camel would be drinking from the well, إِلَّا أَخَذَ أَوْ أُخِذَ بَدَلُ شُرْبِهَا شَيْئًا مِنْ لَبَنِهَا Except that there would be in the milk of this camel a replacement and a supply of milk that would replace the water that they would get from the well on that day. بِقَدْرِ مَا شَرِبَتْ With the amount that she camel had drunk. فَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ And Allah Ta'ala knows best. هَلْ هَذَا هُوَ الْوَاقِعُ أَوْ يَخْتَلِفْ Is this exactly what happened or did different things happen? لَكِنْ عَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ However, in any situation, هذه الناقة لا شك أنها ناقة ليست كسائر النوق That this she-camel, no doubt, it was a she-camel that was not like the rest of the camels. إذ إنها آية من آيات الله عز وجل Since it was a sign from the many signs of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. لكنهم كذبوا وأبوا وتواعدهم عليه الصلاة والسلام أن يتمتعوا في دارهم ثلاثة أيام. However, they disbelieved in the message given to them, and they refused. And therefore, Salih promised them, or threatened them, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, that they must stay in their homes for 3 days. ولكنهم ما زالوا على كفرهم وانكارهم. But they remained disbelieving and rejecting. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ وَفِي ثَمُودَ إِذْ قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَمَتَّعُوا حَتَّى حِينَ Regarding Thamud, there are verses when it was said to them, relax, stay in your homes for a time. That's the 43rd verse. وَدِيَارُهُمْ مَعْرُوفَةٌ الْآنَ Their homes are known, the place of their residences are known now. موجودة في مكان يسمى الحجر. They are present in a place that is called الحجر. ويسمى الآن ديار ثمود. It's also referred to as the residences of ثمود. وقد مر بها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في ذهابه إلى تبوك. And the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, he passed by these houses on his way to Tabuk. لكنه عليه الصلاة والسلام أسرع حين مر بهذه الديار وقنع رأسه. When he passed by this place, he put his head down, his head forward, and he went through quickly. ونهى أمته أن يدخلوا إلى هذه الأماكن. And he prohibited his followers from entering these places. أماكن المعذبين. The places of those who were tortured in this life. إلا أن يكونوا باكين. Except or unless they are crying. قال فإن لم تكونوا باكين. And he said, if you're not crying, فلا تدخلوها. Then do not enter these places. أن يصيبهم. أن يصيبكم ما أصابهم. For fear that what befell them would also befall you. And this hadith was collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. وَقَوْلُهُ أَن يُصِيبَكُمْ مَا أَصَابَهُمْ. His statement that possibly what happened to them could befall you. لَا يَلْزَمُ مِنْهُ أَن يُرَادَ بِهِ مَا أَصَابَهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْجِسْمِ or الْحِسِّي. It's not possible, or it's not necessarily intended, that what is intended by that threat is the physical punishment that happened to them. قَدْ يَكُونَ الْمُرَادُ مَا أَصَابَهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْحِسِّي. أيوة. الجسمي. نعم. لَا يَلْزَمُ مِنْهُ أَنْ يُرَادَ بِهِ مَا أَصَابَهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْجِسْمِي. It's not necessary that what is intended here, it's not necessarily intended that they will face the physical punishment that they faced, but they could face a punishment similar in meaning or similar to it. وَمَا أَصَابَهُمْ مِنَ الْإِعْرَاضِ وَالْكُفْرِ. And what had happened to them of turning away and the disbelief that they fell into. فَلَوْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ. And if a person were to say, إِنَّهُ يُوجَدُ أُنَاسٌ يَذْهَبُونَ إِلَى هَذِهِ الْأَمَاكِنِ. You find people going to this place or to these places. وَهُمْ غَيْرُ بَاكِينَ. Not crying. وَلَمْ يُصَابُوا بِشَيْءٍ. And nothing happened to them. فَنَقُولُ الْجَوَابُ عَنْ هَذَا مِنْ وَجْهَيْنِ. We say the response to this claim is from two angles. أولا أن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام لم يؤكد أن يصابوا بهذا. The messenger, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, did not confirm and say absolutely that they would in fact face such a punishment. ولكن قال, however he said, حذار أن يصيبكم مثل ما أصابهم. In fear that something that befell them or what befell them could befall you. الوجه الثاني, the second angle, أن نقول لا يتعين أن يكون المراد بذلك أن يؤخذ بما أخذ به هؤلاء من العقوبة الحسية الظاهرة. We say that it doesn't clearly indicate that the exact punishment that they were taken with would be that the people of today would be taken with. وَهِيَ الرَّجْفَةُ وَالصَّيْحَةُ. It is the shouting and the shaking of the earth. أَلَّتِي أَمَاتَتْهُمْ عَنْ آخِرِهِمْ. That which caused the extinction of every last one of them. فَقَدْ يَكُونُ الْمُرَادُ مَرَضٌ. مرض القلب. The intent could be the sickness of the heart. الذي هو الاستكبار والإعراض ورد الحق. That which manifests in arrogance and turning away and rejecting the truth. إذ قيل لهم تمتعوا حتى حين. When it was said to them, continue on or rest or relax for a certain time. هذا الحين هو ثلاثة أيام. That certain time was 3 days. فعتوا عن أمر ربهم. So they disobeyed the order of their Lord. أي فأبوا ولم يرجعوا عن غيهم. So they refused and they rejected and they refused to come off of their ignorance. فأخذتهم الصاعقة. Right? So the striking overtook them. The overwhelming striking, which was a shaking of the ground with a loud sound. التي صاعقتهم وهي رجفة وصيحة. وهم ينظرون whilst they were looking around. أينظر بعضهم إلى بعض يتهاوون ويتساقطون أمواتا. They were looking at each other as they were collapsing and falling down dead. فما استطاعوا من قيام. They were not able to stand up. أي ما استطاعوا أن يقوموا وما كانوا منتصرين. And they were not able to be aided, or nor were they aided. أي لم يتمكن بعضهم أن ينصر بعضا. None of them were able to assist others. بل كلهم هلكوا عن آخرهم. All of them, every last one of them were wiped out. وهكذا يفعل الله تعالى بمن كذب أولياءه. And this is how Allah, the Most High, treats those who reject His beloved and special worshippers, the close worshippers to Him. وَهَكَذَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِمَنْ كَذَّبَ رُسُلَهُ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And thus, or this is how Allah deals with those who reject His messengers. May Allah raise their ranks and grant them peace. إِلَّا أَنَّ الْعَذَابَ الْمُسْتَأْصِلِ. Except that punishment, absolute punishment that causes total extinction, رُفِعَ عَنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ, has been something excused, that this ummah is excused from. فَإِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ دَعَى رَبَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَىٰ أَنْ لَا يَأْخُذَهُمْ بِسَنَةٍ عَامَّةٍ أَيْ بِأُنْقُوبَةٍ عَامَّةٍ. Because the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, he called upon his Lord, the Exalted and Most High, that they not be taken by a punishment that is all-encompassing, an overwhelming, destructive punishment. لكن ابتلوا بشيء آخر. However, they'll be tried, they'll be put to trial with something else. وهو أن يقتل بعضهم بعضا. It will be infighting. ويسبي بعضهم بعضا. And the taking of one another as slaves. والأمر كذلك وقع. And that actually happened. فَإِنَّ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ لَمْ تُصَبْ بِعَذَابٍ عَامٍ. This ummah was never struck with a punishment that was all-encompassing and overwhelming. كَمَا أُصِيبَتْ بِهِ الْأُمَمُ أَلَّتِي قَبْلَهَا. Like that which was faced by the previous nations. لكن أصيبت بأن جعل الله بأسهم بينهم. However, they've been tested, or the punishment that has befallen them is that Allah has made their harm to reach each other, or the harm is that some of them shall harm others. منذ زمن الخلفاء الراشدين رضي الله عنهم. Since the time of the righteous, the rightly guided caliphs, may Allah be pleased with all of them. لما اختلفوا على عثمان وعلي. When they differed over Uthman and Ali, رضي الله عنهما, may Allah be pleased with both of them. وحصلت الفتن تتوالى إلى يومنا هذا. وحصلت الفتن تتوالى إلى يومنا هذا. So fitna began to take place then that continued on until this day of ours, or this time of ours. ثم هذه الأمة. التي جعل بأسها بينها, then this nation of followers that shall face infighting, ليست هي أمة الإجابة فقط. It's not just the followers who are the responsive followers, those who are Muslims. Not just those, بل أمة الإجابة وأمة الدعوة. This includes the ummah that has responded to the call of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Muslims, and the ummah, and the entire nation of people that are required to follow him, the subject or the object of his da'wah, but they have not accepted his message. Which includes all of the non-Muslims. And that means all of the people of earth as well, all of the people of earth, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. وَلِهَذَا نَقُولُ, and thus we say, مَا حَصَلَ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ وَالْبَلَاءِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَشَارِقِهَا وَمَغَارِبِهَا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ وَغَيْرِ الْكُفَّارِ, all of the trials and strife and tribulation on earth, east to the west, from the non-Muslims and from other than the non-Muslims. فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ نَتِيجَةٌ لِلْمَعَاصِ, we say all of that is the result of disobedience. وَهِيَ عُقُوبَةٌ وَهِيَ عُقُوبَةُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ, and it is the punishment that is set for this nation. أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُذِيقُهُمْ بَأْسَ بَعْضٍ, that Allah shall make them taste the harms of each other. The next verse, وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِّن قَبَلُ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ, and also the tribe or the people of Noah from before, they were a people who were rebellious. يعني اذكر قوم نوح من قبل, meaning remember the people of Noah from the older days. وَهُمْ أَوَّلُ أُمَّةٍ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمُ الرَّسُولُ, they were the first nation to have a messenger sent to them. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا, however, they rejected him. وَنُوحٌ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ بَقِيَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيُذَكِّرُهُمْ وَيَعِظُهُمْ. And Noah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, remained amongst them for 950 years, calling them to Allah, reminding them and admonishing them. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ وَالْعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, however, they, and refuge with Allah is sought, لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا, they did not believe, مَا آمَنَ مَعَهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ, only a very few people believed with him. حَتَّى أَنَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ يَقُولُ, so much so that he, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, said, كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ, every time I tried to call them, give them da'wah, so that you could forgive them, addressing Allah, they put their fingers in their ears, and they covered themselves up with their clothes, their garments. جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ لِأَلَّا يَسْمَعُوا مَا يَقُولُ, they put their fingers in their ears, so as not to hear what he was saying. وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ أَيْتَغَطَّوا بِهَا لِأَلَّا يَبْصَرُونَ, لِأَنْ لَا يُبْصَرُونَ. They covered themselves with their garments so as not to see, or as not to be seen, perhaps. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَّةِ, may Allah, we ask Allah for safety and security, or we ask Allah Ta'ala for safety. وَهَذَا غَايَةُ مَا يَكُونُ مِنَ الْبَغْضَاءِ, this is the epitome of hatred. لَمَّا يَقُولُ وَلَمَّا يَفْعَلُ, When a person says this and they do that, وَأَصَرُّوا عَلَىٰ بَاطِلِهِمْ, and they continued on in their falsehood, وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا إِسْتِكْبَارًا, they behaved very arrogantly. فَكَانَ آخِرَ مَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, so the last thing that he said with regards to them, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا, oh my Lord, don't leave upon the face of the earth not one of these disbelievers. Verse number 26 of Surah Nuh. وَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ, and he also asked Allah that he was downtrodden, or he was defeated, and that he wanted the victory or assistance from Allah. قال الله تعالى, and Allah said, فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ, so then we opened up the doors of the heavens, the doors of the skies, meaning for rain to fall down continuously. وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونَا فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرٍ, and we caused the earth's springs to gush forth, and thus water was met, water came out and joined other waters in a way that was precisely planned. وَلِهَذَا وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ سَيَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَصِيبٌ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ, and thus, and Allah knows best, is going to be a portion of the punishment of those who have disbelieved. لأنهم هم أول أمة كذبت الرسل, they are going to share in the punishment that everybody who rejects a messenger deserves, because they were the first people to ever reject a messenger. وَمَنْ سَنَّ سُنَّةً سَيِّئَةً فَعَلَيْهِ وِزْرُهَا وَوِزْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, and whoever initiates a bad course of action, then he shall bear the burden of that deed, and he shall bear accountability for the actions of everyone who follows him in that, all the way into the Day of Judgment. كَمَا أَنَّ مَنْ قَتَرَ نَفْسًا, like how anyone who commits murder, فَإِنَّ عَلَى بْنِ آدَمَ الَّذِي قَتَلَ أَخَاهُ كِفْلًا وَنَصِيبًا مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَاتِلِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, just like how whoever commits murder, then the burden of that crime, a portion of it, shall be made as a burden for the son of Adam to bear who killed his brother. Every portion of every murder shall be made to bear some of that all the way until the Day of Judgment. ثُمَّ قَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, and then he said, the mighty and majestic, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ, and the sky we have built it with aid, with strength, وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ, and we are those who make things expansive. السَّمَاءُ مَفْعُولٌ لِفِعْلٍ مَحْذُوفٍ, the sama here is an object of a verb that is not mentioned in the passage, but it is understood. وَالتَّقْدِيرُ وَبَنَيْنَا السَّمَاء, and its appropriated verb or understood verb would be وَبَنَيْنَا, and we have built, and that was mentioned in the translation. وَقَوْلُهُ بِأَيْدٍ أي بِقُوَّةٍ, and the phrase بِأَيْدٍ means with strength. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا, and we have built over them seven strong layers. فَالْأَيْدُ هُنَا أَيْ الْقُوَّةِ, so this word أَيْد means strength. وَلَيْسَتْ جَمْعُ يَدْ, it is not the plural of يَدْ, hand. كَمَا يَتَوَهَّمُ بَعْضُ النَّاسِ, as some people have falsely assumed. وَيَظُنُّونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بَنَى السَّمَاءَ بِيَدَيْهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, and they have assumed that Allah, the Most High, had built the heavens the sky, with his two hands, the mighty and majestically, أَنَّ الْأَيْدِ هُنَا مَصْدَرُ أَدَ يَئِيدُ. Because the word aid is a noun that comes from the verb ada yaidu bima'na al-quwwa, and it has the meaning of strength. Kama yuqalu ba'a yabi'u bay'an, as it is said using a similar verb in the structure ba'a yabi'u bay'an, to sell. Lihadha lam yudhif Allah hadhihi al-kalima ila nafsihi al-karimati كما أضافها إلى نفسه الكريمة في قوله تعالى. And thus, the structure of how this phrase is mentioned in the words is not similar to how it was constructed in another verse, in his statement, the Most High, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا. And do they not see how we created for them from the works of our hands cattle. فَمَنْ فَسَّرَ الْأَيْدَ بِالْقُوَّةِ هُنَا فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُقَالُ إِنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ التَّأْوِيلِ. Whoever had explained the meaning of the hands here as strength, we do not say this person is a person of ta'wil, who explains the verse upon other than its apparent meaning. الَّذِينَ يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَنْ مَوَاضِعِهِ, those who distort the meanings of the text and change them from their real meanings. بَلْ هُوَ مِنَ التَّأْوِيلَ الصَّحِيحِ, rather it is from the ta'wil, the explanation that is correct. وَالْإِنسَانُ إِذَا تَأَمَّلَ وَتَفَكَّرَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ عَرَفَ أَنَّهَا قَوِيَّةٌ شَدِيدَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ. If a person were to think and contemplate about the heavens, he would know that they are strong, they are firm, and they are great. وَأَنَّ قُوَّتَهَا تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ قُوَّةِ بَانِيهَا, and that their might, the strength of the heavens, proves how strong the one who created them and built them must be. عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, the mighty and majestic. وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ, and verily we are, we create with expansiveness. أي لموسعون لأرجائها, all of its various edges and sides, we made it expansive. لأنها واسعة عظيمة, because it is great in its size, expansive. ولهذا كانت السماوات أكبر بكثير من الأرض, and thus the heavens, the sky, is in terms of size much bigger than the earth. وهي محيطة بالأرض من كل جانب, and it's something that surrounds the earth from every angle and every side. وعلى هذا فتكون أوسع من الأرض, and thus it is more expansive than the earth. وليست الأرض بالنسبة للسماء إلا شيئا يسيرا, and the earth as it relates to or compared to the heavens is nothing but a very small thing. وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا, and the earth we have laid down a ground or a carpet or something to be upon. أَيْ فَرَشْنَا لِأَهْلِهَا, meaning we have furnished it for the people who live on it. جَعَلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ كَالْفِرَاشِ يَأْوُونَ إِلَيْهَا, we have made it like furniture or perhaps carpet that they go to relax upon. وَيَتَمَتَّعُونَ بِهَا, and they enjoy it, and they find rest in it. لَمْ يَجْعَلْهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى صَعْبَةً وَلَا سَهْلًا, Allah had not made it too rough and hard, nor too soft and giving. بَلْ هِيَ مُتَوَسِطًا, rather it is middle, it's in the middle, it is medium, balanced. لَوْ كَانَتْ لَيِّنَةً رِخْوَةً مَا تَمَكَّنَ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْبَقَاءِ عَلَيْهَا, had it been too soft and giving, then not one person would have been able to live upon it and remain upon its surface. وَلَوْ كَانَتْ صَعْبَةً مَا تَمَكَّنَ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْانْتِفَاعِ بِهَا, and had it been too rough and hard, then not one person would have been able to benefit from it. وَلَكِنَّهَا كَانَتْ كَمَا وَصَفَهَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, it is instead as Allah has described it, and He is the mighty and majestic, هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. He is the one who's made the earth soft, or pathways that are easy. So go about in its pathways and eat from His provisions, and to Him shall be the return. فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. So blessed are we as those who supply. أَثْنَى عَلَى نَفْسِهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى بِذَلِكَ. He has praised Himself, the Blessed and Most High, regarding that. لِأَنَّهُ أَهْلٌ لِلثَّنَى. As He deserves rightfully this praise. وَقَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى الْأَرْضَ عَلَى مُسْتَوَى نَافِعٍ لِلْعِبَادِ. And Allah, the Blessed and Most High, had made earth in a way that is beneficial for His servants. لَيْسَتْ بِالْقَاسِيَّةِ أَلَّتِي يَعْجِزُ النَّاسُ عَنِ الْإِنْتِفَاعِ بِهَا. It is not too hard and too rocky so that the people cannot benefit from it at all. وَلَيْسَتْ بِاللَّيِّنَةِ أَلَّتِي لَا يَسْتَقِرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا. Nor is it too soft so that they could not remain upon its surface. بَلْ هِيَ مُنَاسِبَةٌ تَمَامًا لَهُمْ. Rather, it is perfectly designed just for their needs and very appropriate for them. عَلَىٰ أَنَّ فِيهَا اخْتِلَافًا فِي الْلُّيُونَ وَفِي الصَّلَابَةِ or for Su'uba, while it has differences in the way in some areas, that is, some areas that are softer and more giving, and other areas that are hard, لَكِنْ هَذَا لَا يَمْنَعُ الْإِنْتِفَاعَ بِهَا. However, these differences do not prevent people from benefiting from the land. وَمِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And for from every single thing we have created a pair, or we have made everything in pairs so that you could reflect. That's verse number 49. خلق الله تبارك وتعالى من كل شيء زوجين متقابلين. Allah, the Blessed and Most High, has made everything in pairs that match each other. حتى تتم الحال وتصلح باجتماع بعضهما إلى بعض. So that the situation would be complete, and that they would be, it would be something in their benefit to come together. These two pairs, they would come together. فَالْحَيْوَانُ كُلُّهُ مِنْ إِنسَانٍ وَغَيْرِهِ يَكُونُ مِنْ زَوْجَيْنِ بَيْنَ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى. Animals, all types of animals, mankind and otherwise, they're all from two kinds. Male or female. كما قال الله تعالى, just as Allah the Most High has said, يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا. O mankind, we have created you from a male and a female, and we have made you into tribes and groups so that you would get to know each other. إلا أن آدم عليه الصلاة والسلام خلقه الله بيده من غير أم ولا أب. Except that Allah had made Adam, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, with his hand, without having a mother or a father. وحواء خلقت من أب بلا أم. Hawa was made from a male source without a mother, without having a mother. Wa Isa ibn Maryama khuliqa min ummin bila ab. And Isa, the son of Maryam, was created from a mother and no father. Wa lihadha yanqasimu an-nasu ila arba'ati aqsam. Thus humans can be categorized into four categories. Al-awwalu man khuliqa bila ummin wala abin. وَهُوَ آدَمُ. The first category is those who were created with no mother and no father. And that is one person, that's Adam. وَالثَّانِي مَنْ خُلِقَ مِنْ أَبٍ بِلَا أُمٍ وَهِيَ حَوَّاءُ. The second category, those who have been created from a father or a male source, that is حَوَّاء, the wife of Adam, بِلَا أُمْ, having no mother. وَالثَّالِثُ مَنْ خُلِقَ مِنْ أُمٍّ بِلَا أَبٍ وهو عيسى. The third category, those who were created from a mother without having a father, and that is عيسى. والرابع بقية البشر خلقوا من ذكر وأنثى. And the fourth category are the remaining human beings that have been created from a male and a female, meaning from a father and a mother. فمن كل شيء خلق الله زوجين. So from every single thing Allah has created pairs. اليابس والرطب, like dry things and moist things. والحرارة والبرودة, heat and cold. واللين والقسوة, يعني soft things and hard things. وغيره مما إذا تأمله الإنسان عرف بذلك حكمة الله سبحانه وتعالى. From the many things that if a person were to honestly reflect about them, he would come to know something about the wisdom of Allah, the glorified and most high. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. In hopes that you would reflect or contemplate. أي بَيَّنَّا ذَلِكَ لَكُمْ. We have clarified that for you. لِأَجْلِ أَن تَذَكَّرُوا وَتَتَّعِذُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى. So that you could reflect and take admonition from the signs of Allah, the Blessed and Most High. فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ كُلَّمَا كَانَ أَعْلَمَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ الْكَوْنِيَّةِ أَوَ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ. As mankind, every time he becomes more knowledgeable regarding the signs of Allah that are within his creation, and the signs of Allah that are legislative, meaning the verses of the Qur'an, كَانَ أَكْثَرَ اتِّعَاظًا وَاعْتِبَارًا. Then he is a person who has taken admonition clearly, and a person who thinks and reflects about matters. وَلِهَذَا حَثَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّظَرِ فِي الْآيَاتِ الْكَوْنِيَّةِ. And this is why Allah has encouraged us to contemplate the signs within His creation. فَقَالَ تَعَالَى, as Allah the Most High has said, قُلْ انظُرُوا مَاذَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say to them, O Muhammad, look about that which is in the heavens, look about at everything in the heavens and on earth. وَمَا تُغْنِي الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ عَنْ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. However, the signs and the warnings shall not provide any benefit to people who do not believe. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And do they not contemplate about their own selves? Allah had not created the heavens, nor the earth, nor anything between the two of them, except in truth. وَمَدَحَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الَّذِينَ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And Allah has praised those who contemplate the creation of the heavens and the earth. بِقَوْلِهِ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of reflection. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who remember Allah standing, sitting, and on their sides. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And they contemplate about the creation of the heavens and the earth. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Saying, Oh, our Lord, you have not created this without meaning. Subhanaka, glorified be you. Faqina عذاب النار. So save us from the punishment of the fire. لِهَذَا يَنْبَغِي عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ. Thus a person must أن يَتَّعِذَ وَيَتَذَكَّرَ وَيَتَدَبَّرَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى الْكَوْنِيَّةِ وَالشَّرْعِيَّةِ. A person must take admonition from and reflect over and contemplate the signs of Allah, the glorified and most high, that exists within his creation, and the signs that are legislative, meaning the verses of the Qur'an. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ So flee, all of you, to Allah. إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ Verily, I am a plain warner to you. هَذَا كَأَنَّهُ عَلَى لِسَانِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَيْ قُلْ لَهُمْ And this statement comes as if it should be said from the mouth of the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, meaning say to them, firru, fafirru ila Allah, so then flee to Allah, inni lakum minhu, verily I am from him, meaning from Allah, walfiraru ila Allahi, yakunu bilqiyami bita'atihi wajtinabi nawahihi, and the fleeing that is done to Allah is done by obeying him and abstaining from his prohibitions. لِأَنَّهُ لَا يُنْقِذُكَ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ Since nothing could save you from the punishment of Allah إِلَّا أَن تَقُومَ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ Except that you stand in obedience to Allah. فَكَأَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ إِذَا قَامَ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ كَأَنَّهُ فَرَّ مِنْ عَدُوٍ Therefore, a person who stands upon obedience to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, it's as if he has fled from an enemy. أَرَأَيْتَ لَوْ كَانَ وَادِيًا عَرِمًا يَهْدِرْ أَقْبَلَ عَلَيْكَ فَإِنَّكَ لَنْ تَقِفَ أَمَامَهُ A whole valley, do you see that a whole valley of enemies coming to fight you? Then you would not be able to stand up and face that. بَلْ تَهْرَبْ Or perhaps this means a whole valley is collapsing upon you. You would not be able to stand up in opposition to that. بَلْ تَهْرَبُ مِنْهُ وَتَفِرُّ مِنْهُ And you would run and flee from it. كَذَلِكَ لَوْ أَنَّ حَرِيقًا مُلْتَهِبًا أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكَ فَإِنَّكَ لَنْ تَقِفَ بَلْ تَفِرُّ If a raging, blazing fire was to come upon you, then you would not stand and face it, but rather you would run. وَكَذَلِكَ نَارُ جَهَنَّمْ أَشَدُّ وَأَعْظَمُ وَأَوْلَى بِالْفِرَارِ مِنْهَا Thus, the fire of hell is more severe and more great and more deserving that you flee from it. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ This is why Allah says here, so then flee to Allah. أي مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ Meaning from the punishment of Allah. إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ I am a warner to you about him. I munzir, someone who warns. Mubin, clear and plain. I muzhir, lima anzara bihi wa mubayyin lahu. Someone who makes it clear. Mubin means mubayyin, muzhir, someone who exposes the reality of what he is warning you from. Fahuwa alayhi salatu was salamu. نَذِيرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لِعِبَادِهِ He warned the servants of Allah, from Allah, and he regarding Allah the Most High. يُنذِرُ مَنْ خَالَفَ أَمْرَهُ بِالْعَذَابِ Warning those who would oppose his order, that a punishment is coming. وَمَا هَذَا هُوَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بَشِيرٌ And with that, he also was a bringer of glad tidings. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. بَشِيرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَالْأَطَاعَ بِالْجَنَّةِ وَالسَّعَادَةِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ A bringer of glad tidings for those who believe and obey, bringing glad tidings of paradise and bliss and happiness in this life and the hereafter. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Just as Allah the Most High has said, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ Whoever does righteous deeds, male or female, so long as he's a believer, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ We will bring him to life with a good life, and we will surely reward him with his reward based on the best of the deeds that he did. لَكِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى يَذْكُرُ الْإِنذَارَ فَقَدْ فِي مَقَامِ التَّهْدِيدِ وَالْوَعِيدِ However, Allah, the Blessed and Most High, mentions warnings sometimes, alone, exclusively, when it's time and it is appropriate to mention those warnings and those threats of punishment. وَهَذِهِ السُّورَةُ كُلُّهَا ذِكْرٌ لِلْأُمَمِ السَّابِقِينَ And this surah, all of it, is a mention of the accounts of the people who have passed. وَمَا حَلَّ بِهِمْ مِنَ الْعُقُوبَةِ لِمُخَالَفَتِهِمْ أَمْرَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى And a mention of what happened to them because of their disobedience and contradiction to the orders of Allah, the Blessed and Most High. وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ And do not set up a partner with Allah, another partner with Allah. أَيْ لَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَهُ مَعْبُودًا تَعْبُدُونَهُ Don't set up something that you worship along with him. وَالْمَعْبُودُ أَنْوَاعٌ وَأَصْنَافٌ And objects of worship, they are different kinds and types. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ الشَّمْسَ There are some people who worship the sun. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ الْقَمَرُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ النُّجُومُ Some people worship the moon. Others worship stars. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ الْحَيْوَانَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ الشَّجَرُ Some people worship animals and others worship trees. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ الْحَجَرُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ الْمَالُ There are some people who worship rocks and others who worship money. كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ As mentioned by the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. تَعِسَ عَبْدُ الدِّينَارِ Exhausted is the one who worships the dinar, the unit of money, the gold coin or money. تَعِسَ عَبْدُ الدِّرْهَمِ Exhausted and fruitless is the toil of the one who worships the silver coin. تَعِسَ عَبْدُ الْخَمِيصَ And exhausted and fruitless is the toil of the one who worships the shirts. وَتَعِسَ عَبْدُ الْخَمِيلَ And the one who worships other kinds of garments. إِنْ أُعْتِيَ رَضِيَ If he gets something, he's happy. وَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْطَى سَخِطْ And if he's not given something, if his wealth doesn't increase, then he gets angry. This hadith has been mentioned previously. I'll just look back to the page where the reference is. It is found in al-Bukhari. نعم, found in Sahih al-Bukhari. فَبَيَّنَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ أَنَّ الَّذِي لَيْسَ لَهُمْ هَمٌّ إِلَّا الْمَالِ So the messenger, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, clarified that the one who has no concern other than money, فَإِنَّهُ عَابِدٌ لَهُ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ And he is a person who worships that in reality. وَإِنْ كَانَ لَا يَرْكَعُ لَهُ وَلَا يَسْجُدُ Even if he's not making ruku', bending down, bowing as formal worship, or prostrating, putting his face on the ground as formal worship. لَكِنَّ تَعَلُّقَ قَلْبِهِ بِهِ وَاهْتِمَامَهُ بِهِ وَكَوْنُهُ يَرْضَى لِحُسُولِهِ وَيَسْخَطُ لِمَنْعِهِ However, it's through the attachment of his heart to it, and the importance he gives to it, and the fact that he is pleased and he's happy when he gets it and he's angry when he doesn't. لَا شَكَّ أَنَّهُ قَدْ اسْتَوَى عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ اِسْتِلَاءً تَامًا No doubt, such a person, this attachment has grown in his heart and taken over entirely. إِنِّي لَكُم مِّنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ Verily, I am a clear warner from him, or about, regarding him, regarding Allah. كَرَّرَ ذَٰلِكَ لِأَهَمِّيَّةِ الْمَوْضُوعِ He repeated that due to the importance of the subject. فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يَرْزُقَنَا الْإِتِّعَاظَ وَالْإِنْتِفَاعَ We ask Allah that He grants us the ability to take admonition and benefit بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ from the signs of Allah the Most High. إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ He is the one who is powerful, who has power over all things. And with that, we conclude our study of the 41st to 51st verses of Surah Al-Dhariyat in the 7th session of our explanation of Surah Al-Dhariyat from the tafsir of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, and we'll begin next week at this time, insha'Allah ta'ala, perhaps on the eve of Ramadan, and perhaps with a different schedule, we'll see what our brothers at the administration of Mirath al-Anbiya do. May Allah ta'ala bless them and all of you for your attendance, and we ask Allah ta'ala to grant us success in studying his book in this time of the year, in Ramadan, and as well in the rest of the year. Hada wallahu a'lam, and Allah ta'ala knows best. Wa sallallahumma wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And may Allah raise the rank of his Prophet Muhammad and grant him peace, and as well all of his companions and family members. And with that, we will leave you with the salams. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.